Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hard fact of the day, 655 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 288 of those were in Lagos and 188 were in Rivers. Third wave is still rolling, so please don't go out unless you cannot avoid going out. I'm begging you, take this thing seriously. And when you do go out, wear your mask, maintain your distance from people, wash and sanitize your hands frequently. Let's do our best to keep ourselves and each other safe. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing, so go to cvr.inecnigeria.org so that you can get registered today. CVR as in Charlie Victor River, ORG as in Orange River Gulf. Third hard fact of the day, the Paralympics have begun. All the best to all the amazing athletes representing Nigeria in Tokyo. You inspire all of us with your courage, your grit, your refusal to let life stop you, and you inspire me personally. I know what it's like to have expectations on my shoulders. This is my Olympics, this show, where 1 million of you tune in every afternoon expecting a gold medal performance. Well, 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, which means that I'm about to give you an Elaine Thompson Hera performance today. Starting with the big three, let's talk about reactions to the terrorist raid on the Nigerian Defense Academy. And then let's talk about Saudi Arabia raiding Nigeria for doctors. And then let's talk about two PDP factions raiding each other. On the glass ceiling, let's talk about financial freedom for work-at-home spouses. Should a spouse who does all the domestic work of running the home be entitled to part of the income from the spouse who works outside the home? Because their work at home makes the outside work possible. But yet, in a lot of homes, they don't have access to funds in their own rights. We'll talk about that at 4 o'clock. It's going to be great, I can tell you. On today's Balogun Abroad, let's talk about the tensions between the tech sector and the regulators. First, we had the CBN move to freeze the accounts of four trading platforms last week. Then we also saw an alleged draft of the NITDA Act Amendment Bill. And it calls for tech companies to be licensed and to pay part of their profits, right? So we're going to look at that because the question is, how do these moves affect the tech sector? That's the thing, because everyone keeps saying tech is a new oil. Tech is a new oil. Do we want to use, you know, high-handedness to finish the oil before we even tap the oil? I'm going to be joined by Eloho Omame. She's a co-founder of a venture capital fund. I'll also have Alexander Onukwe from Quartz. Of course, you have headlines, business, sports updates every hour on the hour. I'll hand you over to Voice of America at 6:30 for Let's Talk. We'll have our friends from CM Trading come to talk to you about trading Forex, if that's your thing. But right now, it's time for the big three. Let's get into it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big
on the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's get into the stories, Lagos. If you just tuned into the show, you know, of course, that we stream live on Facebook. We stream on Facebook, we stream on YouTube, and we stream everywhere, really. So do yourself a favor and, you know, go and watch, right? Just go on the internet and make sure that you don't miss anything. I say that because, well, there's a lot of stuff that I'll be playing for you on the show. Will the military avenge the NDA attack? Can Nigeria stem the brain drain on doctors? Is the PDP falling apart? This is today's big three. Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is the reaction to the shocking murder of Nigerian military officers right in the Nigeria Defense Academy compound. Chief of Defense Staff Lucky Rabo says that the military is chasing down the killers. He also talked about how the attack happened. Let me read what he said to you. He said, quote, "The gunmen who sneaked in after breaching the perimeter fence went straight to the officers' living quarters and started shooting sporadically. Unfortunately, two brave and gallant officers paid the supreme price, while one other officer was abducted by the bandits in the process," end quote. But here's the funny thing about Irabor's account. He says that the terrorists came in through a hole that they made in the fence. This doesn't line up with the earlier accounts that they came in through the gates because they were dressed up like soldiers and they got waved in. Now, it's important that the details are clarified because Nigerians want to know how this happened and who dropped the ball. And speaking of Nigerians, they're making their feelings known. The Arewa Consultative Forum has called it a disgrace. Emmanuel Yawe, the National Publicity Secretary, said, quote, "It's a terrible development. It underscores our parlous state of security in Nigeria and the uncountable calls by the ACF and others for something to be done by the government to improve our collective security. The latest security breach is another embarrassment to the ACF. The NDA is a proud monument of the efforts of the first generation of northerners who fought hard to bring development to the north. The likes of Muhammadu Ribadu, Sir Abubakar Tafawa Balewa, and Sir Ahmadu Bello, who brought the institution to Kaduna. They did not bring it here for our generation to hand it over to bandits or whatever we call them," end quote. My guy invoked the big names there, didn't he? And speaking of the location of the NDA, I told you yesterday that I've traveled on that road before, right? And if you check the news about Igabi local government area and Afaka in particular, you'll see lots of attacks, lots of skirmishes, and lots of abductions in the last year. Seriously, Google it. Google Igabi. Google Afaka. You'll see a lot of the reports will be about that. So clearly the insecurity around the NDA complex has been getting worse and worse. And if that's the case, we have to ask, how come the NDA wasn't on higher alert than it seems to have been? Let's assume that the account from General Irabor is accurate. How were intruders able to make a hole in the fence of the NDA without anybody noticing and shooting them? Does that mean that there were no perimeter patrols? Should the NDA not have been better prepared? Because Sokapu says that they should have been. Sokapu is the Southern Kaduna People's Union. They've blasted the military high command and the political leadership, including President Buhari and Governor Nasir El-Rufai. And here's some of what they said. Quote, "This attack, the killing of two officers and the kidnapping of another one at the NDA, to be honest, did not come to Sokapu as a surprise at all. This is because even the barracks of the Command and Staff College, Jaji, which is between Zaria and Kaduna, has been invaded a few times this year by the same armed men who went away with cattle and other loot. Perhaps this unfortunate and unacceptable development will wake up everyone to the reality that apart from Buhari, his governors, and maybe service chiefs, we are all sitting ducks in the hands of the outlaws who may be executing a sinister agenda to take over Nigeria. We're calling on all moderate Muslims, all Christians, all men of honor, and courage to stand in unity and denounce this shameful development and call Buhari and Governor Nasir Al-Rufai of Kaduna State to take their primary responsibilities seriously before we sink lower than we have ever imagined, end quote. And I want to know if you agree with Sokapu. Do you agree that, one, the military should have seen the attack coming based on the past attacks? Two, do you agree with their assessment that apart from the president, the governors, top military brass, the rest of Nigeria are vulnerable to attack? Bear in mind that a few months ago, we saw an attempted attack on the house of Ibrahim Gambari, the president's chief of staff. And speaking of the president, we heard from him. You heard him say that what has happened will not dampen the morale of the military. What do you think, Lagos? Do you think that the president should address the country, given what's going on? What's your take on this attack? Do you have confidence that the armed forces will get the attackers and rescue their comrade? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Now, I've seen some opinions on social media that the NDA is just a school, that the people who are making this attack seem like a bigger deal than other attacks will play into the hands of the terrorists, right? Do you agree with them? You can also talk to us on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. You can also share your thoughts on Facebook and on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Ruben and Yaba, hello. Thank you for calling us. Sorry about that, Ruben. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sister Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
It's Comrade Ikechukwu, aka Kubuku from Atafam.
Welcome.
I'm very angry. I'm very, very angry now for what happened.
Why?
But no matter anything that happened, I still believe in Nigerian soldier.
Okay.
What I want to ask you for what you read and the other northern people have read out, who is buying RPG? Sister Sandra, do you know RPG gun?
Mm-hmm.
RPG gun, you can shoot that from Oshodunda Bridge. It will go scatter. Ikeja residence. It can even pierce into the Las Vegas wall. So who is buying the arms for this bandit? Are you hearing me?
Okay.
How should the Nigerian soldier didn't know that there is a hole inside the fence that the one that wanted them to come and attack them? Let me tell you the truth. A rat where they inside go tear rat outside say for a fish and inside the house. A rat, where they inside, when you go outside, go tell rat, go the outside, say, now fish, they inside the house. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us, Mr. Kokoboko man. Emmanuel is in transit. Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm fine. Sandra? This is your wound. You used to ask me.
It's the way you used to call me now. You used to call me as if you had something to tell me now. So I'm answering you.
Concerning the Nigeria Defense Academy that was at, I'm not surprised. If Bogler can bug into Aso Rock and they went away successfully, what is next? And the most baffling part of it is that, Sandra, we are deceiving ourselves in this country.
Okay.
Are there no roadblock? Wait, after doing that, can they call the order of their roadblock? Or, I don't understand. There's no chase. The people shoot them. There's nothing like... if I'm hearing all this story, they know what they are doing in that northern part. Because the last time they went to work, kidnapped 300 students. What's the logistical power before they can move 300 students? You know, they are not, it's not official that you can compile in one small team can. 300, and they drove more than 100 kilometers away. Nobody stopped them. Nobody catch them. They went inside the forest and later the ransom was paid. During the process of paying ransom, they didn't put any tracking device in those motorbikes and even in the currency. Let them not be telling us all these things, Joe.
Emmanuel in transit, thank you so much for calling. We've got Shegwin Ikorodu on the line. Shegwin, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, it saddens me. you know, hearing this information yesterday.
Right.
But candidly speaking, I'm not surprised. Because these so-called people started eating gradually into the whole system. And now they've given the worst to entire Nigeria. In fact, I have a little bit of military inclination.
Okay.
And with this happening, it's a big shame, not to only the Nigerian army,
okay,
but the entire armed forces of the nation. And most importantly, having a retired general as our president is a big shame. Entire Nigerian, all over the world, we should just bury our heads and, you know that these people have really messed up the system. They've messed us all up, and there's no future.
Now, when you say these people, who do you mean? When you say these people have messed up the system?
I mean those in government.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
What they're doing now, they're only concerned about themselves.
Okay.
And, you know, slavery comes gradually. You don't enslave one just in a day. It is gradual.
Hmm.
You start denying him of his rights gradually. And before you know it, intimidation comes in. He can not complain. And that's exactly what's happening. So it's only God that can deliver us. Nigeria is completely gone. As for security-wise, it's zero. So now, where do we run to in case we are being attacked now? Those that are to defend us now have equally become captives. So where do we run to? Well, thank you very much.
Shegun, thank you very much for calling. Clement is a first-time caller from Mushim. Clement, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
Mm.
Very happy to call you.
Happy to hear from you. Yeah.
The president is busy mapping out roadmaps for cattle rearing. The military is not safe. Nigeria is not safe. Our president is busy with cattle. This is ironical. Well, please pass the message across. Tell the military that shouldn't worry. The civilians are under control. We are chasing the bandits with our catapults, and by the grace of God, they can go about their normal duties. The civilians are under control. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Oluwatosin on the line. Oluwatosin, thank you so much for calling us this evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Sandra.
Yes, ma. Welcome.
Good afternoon, darling.
Good afternoon, ma.
You are doing a good job.
Thank you.
My dear, I am shocked, but not to the bone marrow, because when these bandits brought down the aircraft, nothing was done. Chief of Army Staff was also the aircraft, the entire people in the aircraft gone. Now, this is the big issue. Going into their midst and tell them, we are ready for you. So where do we go from here now, Sandra? Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening. I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Yes, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, my God. My dear, we are having a situation similar to the Taliban Afghanistan scenario. Good afternoon. God bless you.
Bless you as well, Oluwatosin. Thank you so much for calling. Davu in Lekki, welcome.
A very good afternoon to you, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Long time. Where have you been?
Yeah, I've always been listening, but just try to stay from the background, because sometimes it's very dangerous calling your station.
Okay.
I don't want to put your station in trouble, and, you know, a lot of people have gone like OPJ or Wazobia. Many of them lost because of problems. Quick one.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that, Sandra, I have always said, even the media will also share in the blame, because right now, me and you know that there was a time when Dubai caught sponsors of Boko Haram.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But that list was never released in Nigeria. You and me know. It is not released. Some people are privy to those information. The main problem of this thing is that even this insurgency, banditry and everything, we all know. We saw it. We are all every day. I was delighted when a retired Commodore spoke on channels today. People need to go on YouTube and listen to that interview.
Hmm.
That man spoke as if he's not going to die. He said, Nigeria has been taken backward to 1960s. To be sincere, even till today, me and you are a journalist, Sandra.
Mm-hmm,
you don't even know where is Abubakar Shekau's house is his brother, his relative, anybody. I don't think you know. You are in that media now. You are not. You don't know. There are a lot of things that our government, even this present government, are hiding. I bleed. My heart bleeds every day in Jos. You know how many of my people have been killed, Sandra? You never, you, your people never discuss it on radio. 70 people were killed, almost 100 killed last week. But because, unfortunately, 22 or 23 travelers were caught who were Fulani, caught with arms. The media never reported this, and they were killed. And then immediately, people, Sultan of Sokoto was calling Buhari, Sheikh Dahi Robauti, that old man, flew into Asorok, spoke to Buhari about it. Immediately, there were helicopter gun that came to arrest a Plateau indigene. Anybody that is passerby, they were just arresting them. Up to now, they have not released them. But yet, all those attacks, look at the same thing that happened in Plateau. The attack in those villages were near the 3rd Army Mechanized Division. The one in Kaduna, it is just close to the Ministry of Forestry. And you know that they have been banditry there, Sandra. We need justice in this country. There's a lot of secrecy.
Davo, thank you so much for calling. Let's go to WhatsApp very quickly and take a look at some of the comments we've got there. Sandra, I'm Nana reaching you from Israel. In fact, I believe this attack was carried out by most of these dismissed soldiers who are very experienced from service without any justification, because attacking a military base is not a joke. Though I don't have any facts to back this up, I can really feel it. And they're quick to put out a statement calling them bandits. It's a shame. All right, Nana from Israel, thank you very much for your message. Madam, the abducted soldier, well, we don't have that information, so I can't announce that. We don't have clarification on that particular information yet. I know that some publications are carrying that information, but I haven't independently verified that part, so I can't say anything about it one way or the other. Adeshino Ayatoimbo says, Sandra, on this NDA attack, waking up every day to hear these kinds of stories is highly injurious to one's health. I don't even know how you're coping as a broadcaster. We keep saying it's only God that can save us, yet Nigeria keeps growing into a failed state. Can't even lie, it's tough. We've got Mrs. Wokoma who says, why all this deliberate evil? I am not surprised, Sandra. It will only take the grace and mercy of God for all this evil to stop. Let only the will of God be done. I remember that Jacob held on to the legs of an angel and said, you will not leave until you bless me. Right? That wasn't the will of God. Some people will say that Joseph changed the will of God in that moment. He forced the hand of God even in that moment. So should we really just be waiting around for God's will? Joseph in here says, I'm not surprised that all of this is happening to us. Very soon they'll visit... Sandra, what is the school NDA teaching her students about basic security? Even Mushroom Security collecting $18,000 per month knows better about securing their environment. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Our Defense Academy has just been assaulted. That means one more attempt, the Nigerians will hear Marshall. Oh, nah. Okay. I'm not going to take that message. But thank you very much for sending it in. We have more people sending messages that I cannot take on air because they are too inflammatory. They are too inflammatory. A lot of them are outright conspiracies, and I cannot be repeating them on this show. But not to worry. If you sanitize the messages, I will find a way to take it on the show. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's move to our story. Saudi Arabia is recruiting hundreds of Nigerian doctors. We'll talk about why that's happening after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
This your kicking about. No fault.
Madam, fast, fast, abeg. Nobody did my shop. Why this person is still on me now?
Wahala no dey finish.
Omnibiz, omnibiz, oh. Online market for your store.
Online market, okay. Online market, okay. Online market. Okay.
You get store and you want elevate.
Want elevate.
You be shop owner and you want celebrate.
Now,
buy plenty market with the right online.
No waste time.
Omnibiz, omnibiz, oh. Online market for your store. Papa. Don't order your goods, so don't enter market just to open your store.
Don't need that at all.
Then go deliver your goods straight to your
Omnibiz go deliver your goods to your shop fast, fast. Just go their website, shop.omnibiz.com or download the app. You can even call them on 0700-005-5555. Omnibiz, online market for your store.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 28 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And yes, you're right. Someone says, Sandra, it was Jacob that wrestled with God, not Joseph. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But yes, Saudi Arabia is recruiting hundreds of Nigerian doctors. And that is our second story. Nigerian doctors were already in the news because of the ongoing NARD strike. That's the resident doctors. We talked about this strike on Monday, right? Here on Hard Facts. And lots of doctors, you know, called in to talk about the terrible conditions in which they work and their level of frustration. For instance, Dr. Parker.
My name is Dr. Parker.
Welcome, Dr. Parker.
So, in fact, I'm disappointed.
Okay.
I'm leaving the country myself.
Oh, no.
I cannot continue like this. 18 months now, no salary.
And now, just as more doctors are saying that they're ready to leave, here comes the Saudi government actively recruiting them right here in Nigeria. The Daily Trust is reporting that the kingdom hired a recruitment company to help them interview doctors in various disciplines like anesthesia, ICU, pediatric surgery, family medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, ENT, emergency medicine, internal medicine, orthopedic surgery, radiology, hematology. They've done the first round of interviews in Abuja and, you know, we're hearing reports that they're going to be coming to Lagos and they're going to be going to other towns as well. Right here on the Nigerian government's own turf. It reminds me of when Suge Knight made the moves on Diddy's artists at the Source Awards in New York in Diddy's town. Do you remember that incident?
Any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, Don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the video, all on the record, dancing. Come the bro.
I know, you never thought you'd hear rap on a Current Affairs show, I know, right? But hey, almost Saudi Arabia has no chill. And apparently, hundreds of doctors have answered the call. The recruitment venue is packed. Doctors queued up for hours just to be interviewed for a few minutes on the off chance that they get picked. And you ask yourself, why Saudi Arabia? Well, the money. The government doesn't joke with healthcare, but they don't have enough doctors yet. And they actively go out to recruit the best from around the world. They've been coming to Nigeria since the 80s. Our doctors are good, but they're mostly underpaid. And of course, we all know the problems with the amenities. I don't need to go into all of that with you. But what I do need from you, though, is your thoughts on this situation. Because it doesn't look great for Nigeria long term. A lot of you called in on Monday to tell me about loved ones who couldn't get medical attention because of the current strike. But even when doctors are not on strike, we still don't have enough doctors to go around. Yes, I know that Dr. Chris Ngige, the Labour Minister, said that we have a surplus of doctors. But the opposite is true. You talk to the WHO, you talk to the World Bank, talk to UNDP, talk to Nigeria Medical Association, talk to even the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria. They'll tell you our numbers are too low. The last time we counted, we had about 40,000 doctors. That's two doctors per 10,000 Nigerians. Two per 10,000. The WHO says that if you have less than 10 per 10,000 people, your system is too poor. So we have only a fifth of that level. And now more are leaving. And so the question becomes, what is government at all levels doing to make doctors and other medical personnel want to stay? Because it's not enough to guilt them and tell them to be patriotic. What are they doing to make the doctors and other medical personnel want to stay? I have a friend who's a nurse. She just moved to the UK to go and be a nurse there because nurses are earning like mad money abroad. Because you can't force these people to stay. You can't threaten them. You can't say you will arrest them. The only way to reverse a brain drain is to make your country good enough that your best brains simply don't want to leave. That's why in the 80s and the 70s, a lot of people had the chance to live abroad. But like, oh, why? The money I'm making is good. Life is good. I'm going to be in my country. A lot of middle-class Nigerians could have gone, but they didn't because the country was better than it is today. So how do we make the system one that the doctors want to be a part of? Is it something that the Nigerian system can still do for doctors? Can we reverse this brain drain? What do you think about Saudi Arabia's recruitment of Nigerian doctors? 01465-7190. You can also call us on 0700-993-993-993. The second number is for our male callers. The first number is for our female callers. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, you can still talk about the invasion of the Nigerian Defense Academy. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And I'll be taking comments from there as we go along. We've got Christopher on the line. Christopher, good to have you on the show.
The People's President.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Long time.
You know, answer me.
Long time. How are you?
Yeah, my president. Thank you.
Yeah.
Quick one. The attack on Defense Academy.
Right.
Like the guy from Ikorodu. It's a shame that now we have a general as a president. If it's the other guy, former president Jonathan, all the supporters, you hear what they will say. Thank God the man has responded, right? Through his media, whatever. Right, President Sandra?
Go ahead. Don't ask me questions that you know the answer of. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Then for Irabo, I sympathize with Irabo. And the chief of air staff, the Kediko of Navy, and the IG of police, the custom man, the immigration boss, even civil defense. I'm begging every one of them now, they should stop looking at the president's face. They should do their job. This is a big slap in, you know, on the face of all of them, all these security sections that I mentioned. It's a big slap to them. How can the whole Defense Academy? They're telling me the people minding the CCTV camera are slept off. That place should be 24-hour security surveillance. It's a big slap to every one of them. Then for the medical people, Sandra, they did say in my place, it goes like this, DBO no atuanya. You understand that?
Okay, no, what does it mean?
We don't recognize home doctor.
Oh.
Yes, since we don't recognize them, the Saudi people who know their worth, if they come, I don't know whether somewhere is here. I used to see people crowded there. I will find out whether is that where they are doing the recruitment. I used to see them somewhere via here. Then quickly, can I say something about the PDP?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Aha, good. I want to beg Onyeze Nyusumwike, please, to allow peace to reign in PDP. If you want to go to APC, he can live now peacefully now. Than to destabilize PDP before he leaves. Even the new Rotimi, the man that claimed to be the acting chairman, I want to beg both of them. Then for Tambuwa, thank God, Chief Godri read in the news this morning, the Southwest people agreed to support the guy if he come out. I don't want him to jump ship to APC. Remain in PDP, that is a man who have what it takes to fix this country. I hear some of us this morning, hey, I voted for Buhari twice, but I'm disappointed. No. 2015, I saw it. I said, this man cannot. Dan asked me. I said, cannot do it. And President Buhari is the most luckiest president Nigeria has ever produced. President Sandra has been telling you this. If it's another person, let's say Jonathan that left the other day, you will see what will happen in Nigeria today. But because of the love they showed to him, and look at what he's giving back to Nigerians, and Nigerians are still keeping quiet. Their wives, I said it in the morning, the four of them, Buhari wife, Oshibajo wife, Senate President wife, the man speaker, Bajabia Miller, the four of those women should cry to their husband. A lady cried this morning. Tears were coming out of my eyes when that woman was crying. Mm. These women cry to your husband. They are the ones leading us. Nigerians are dying. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you, Christopher, for calling us. We've got Ruben in Yaba on the line. Ruben, are you still there? No, he's not. Ruben, call us back if you can. 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Sandra, it's me, Noye.
Noye, my name's Sake. Welcome.
I did, homie.
I did.
We say I won't talk now.
Mm.
I'm confirming the recruitment of the ones in Nigeria, police Abiyami. I mean, I'm doctor.
Hmm.
See, since our Nigeria, our co-president, no value us. Mm. Eh? Mm-hmm. To pack everybody, we're going to pack all the donors, both ones, they lay on my share. We're going to pack all of them, go push them for that place. So I went, doctor and nurse, no day again. And the funniest was they didn't go to the family because the people where they didn't even the carry. You know, our president, so they go there and everybody where they go there. Now the local, now government hospital, they go for there. Yeah, they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now government hospital,
mm-hmm.
then they go there, go line up, they treat themselves. But the whole government hospital for here, they no fee enjoy and make it day good. And we then back on make our this is a good for them. If not, talk,
want
to
be
a three-talk, no problem.
That's
my own take. Hello?
No, yeah, thank you very much for calling. Freedom Bank says, this government is paying heavily for their misplaced priorities and lack of intelligence. Lack of intelligence, wisdom, and knowledge. They reinforce terrorism in the name of pardoning repentant criminals and terrorists. These elements have infiltrated the whole Nigerian forces, raining havoc to the nation's military, air force, and police formations. The Buhari administration must be held accountable for these atrocities against the nation of Nigeria and its people. This government came to power with an agenda. Okay. All right. Freedom Banks, he didn't write where he was writing from. But you know that the army denied, back in 2019, the army denied that they were not recruiting repentant Boko Haram insurgents. You remember that they did that, right? In 2019. They denied it. Precious David says, we urge the soldiers to remain calm and law-abiding and go about their legitimate duty without any fear of molestation, as normalcy will be restored at the affected area. We, the civilians, are on top of the matter to bring the perpetrators to book. Henry Aika says, my fellow citizenry, it is we, I think he's responding to somebody else. All right. Thank you very much. Chika is in Ogun State. Chika, how are you?
I'm fine. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, so concerning your first story, that is the attack on our NDA.
Mm.
It's a very big shame to our country, Nigeria.
Okay.
Now, is it not the same Nigerian government that went to Kenya and arrested Nnamdi Kanu?
Okay.
They have all it takes to go to Kenya and arrest an iPod leader. And they don't have all it takes to protect the Defense Academy. It's a very big shame. Now, coming to your second story concerning the doctors. Sandra, Ndi Igbo sịrị, onye kpọ ọba ya mkpọkọrọ, onye ọba ahụ dị mkpa ewere ya kpọrọ ahịhịa. Hello?
I'm here, I'm listening, yes. Mana translate here for dinner water.
Okay.
Mm.
If you did not value what you have, the proverb means when you don't value what you have, people that value it will make use of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. Mm-hmm. That is what is happening to our doctors. We don't value them. Our government doesn't value them. Just like the previous caller said, all our leaders that travel to abroad for medication, is it not government hospitals they used to travel to? They used to go to assess medication. Then why can't they fix our health facilities? Very little time now you hear they will fly abroad for medication, for sick leave, medication, medical tourists. You know, they will just go. And look at our own health system here, decaying to the extent that Saudi Arabia are recruiting our doctors in our own land. May God deliver this country, Sandra. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much for calling. The PDP now has two factional acting chairmen. That's our third story. Here on Hard Facts, we've talked a lot of times about the internal crisis in People's Democratic Party. And now it's gotten hotter. On Monday, a Rivers State High Court stopped Uche Secondus from parading himself as a national chairman or even as a member of the party. Can I just say that I love how Nigerians are always using parading in a sentence. Stop parading that man as your husband. But anyways, yes, this happened on Monday, and the court said, Uche Secondus, don't parade yourself as a national chairman anymore, or even as a member of the party. And now, two men are claiming that they are the rightful chairman. I love how men support men. They're always supporting men. They never fight each other. Well, first, there's Yemi Akinwumi. He's the deputy national chairman, South. And then there's Suleiman Naziv, the deputy national chairman, North. And they are both acting as chairman. They are calling meetings. They are cancelling meetings. They're expecting different party leaders and members to declare their support. Elections are less than 2 years away. And the main opposition party cannot decide who its chairman is. We've seen how factional exco battles go down. They tend to paralyze a party. And eventually, they may even lead to splits. Because remember how the NPDP pulled out of the PDP and joined the APC ahead of the 2015 polls? Now, the big question here is, what's behind this split in the PDP? Observers say that it's a fight between Secondus, the suspended chairman, and Nyesu Mwike, the Rivers governor. That's very interesting because they've been political allies since before 2007. Back then, Mwike was local government chairman of Obiakpo in River State. Secondus was the state party chairman at the time. In fact, it was their friendship that made Secondus support Rotimi Amaechi's claim to the governorship in 2007. Back then, Mwike was Amaechi's biggest supporter. Over the years, they've climbed up the ladder together as allies, with Secondus rising to the party national organizing secretary, and then deputy chairman, and then chairman of the National Working Committee, and then finally chairman. Mwike, on the other hand, went from local government chairman to minister and now to governor. But now, both men seem to have fallen out over the next step. Just like they both fell out with Amaechi before 2015. And now Secondus has been removed by a Rivers court. Many hands are pointing to Mwike. I love how men support men. No fighting, only supporting each other, never pulling each other down. But hey, here's the bigger question, right? If indeed this party crisis is down to the beef between two men, what does that signal about the strength of the party? Are there no leaders or elders in the PDP able to bring order to this fight? And then there's the larger question about what the parties in Nigeria stand for. As a Nigerian, do you feel that the major parties stand up for you? What do you think about this latest PDP crisis? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook. If you leave your comments, we'll read them. YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. And then there's WhatsApp, 080-959-75. 805. And yes, you can talk about our three stories on the show today. Talk to me about the invasion of the Nigerian Defense Academy. Talk to me about the reactions that you've heard so far of that invasion. Talk to me about Saudi Arabia recruiting hundreds of Nigerian doctors. And then talk to me about the PDP's crisis. Val is in Festac. Hi, Val.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Let me be quick in 2 minutes. Let me just summarize all my points. Number one is a disappointment, the attack on the NDA. If one way or the other there are insiders that might have been involved in this, then it's a possibility that there are insiders that are like moles, even in the defense headquarters and in all security apparatus. It's a disappointment and dishonor to the military. Secondly, the doctors, brain drain. We should do well before everybody leaves. If all the doctors leave, are we going to be left to just a herbalist? God forbid. Now, thirdly, Mwike are encouraging because this
this interest, these are just political interests. You know, they went to this governor's forum that they said the power should shift to South. I think Wike is interested in running for presidency. And for him to get to that position, the chairmanship of the party needs to come from the North. So if Secondus is there and he's indirectly protected the interest of Northern people who want to contest again, then there will be a friction in that particular party and it will affect Wike's aspirations. That's why he's doing all what it takes to make sure Secondus is out of that place. But I think the way he's going about it is very unfortunate for me. I like him as a person, but I think he's getting power drunk. Then finally, Sandra, on the abstract, let me come from an abstract angle. We've been hearing killer herdsmen and all those things with their cattle killing people and all that. Have you ever heard them pass through the colony where you have leprous people? Have you ever had all those colonies? Are they not part of grazing routes? Have they ever passed there? Just asking. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Val. Alex in Ikeja, how are you?
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yeah, so I'd like to speak on the doctors. It seems to me now that medical practice has become too complicated for us here in Nigeria. I mean, locally, right?
Okay.
So just like the footballers go to play in different parts of the world and send money back, I would support it 100% that anybody, yes, they are tradesmen just like the footballers now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who can afford their services and can pay them well so that they can take care of their family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 100% support.
But that affects you and I, because then there will be no doctors to take care of us when we go
no,
to...
No, you see, nature abhors a vacuum.
Mm.
I believe that something will happen at some point. So let's trust nature again. Okay, nature will take care of that bit. Since we ourselves have refused to do our own work, let's see what nature brings by.
Okay, all right,
right?
Alex.
Yes, yes. Let them go and trade their, I mean, ply their trade abroad soon, just like every other person.
And bring back money home. Forex into the country. We're quickly looking for Forex up and down. Frank in Oja, welcome.
Sandra, you are owing me airtime 1,500.
No problem. Salsa 1,500.
1,500.
Salsa. Oguna. Ah, don't worry now. Even my vice president, I'll give it to you live.
Confirm. Confirm.
National budget. We
yes.
go blow up.
Our own no will be like Wike Secondus.
Okay.
Then tell us what is the reason now. Wike doesn't want to take Secondus. What did he do to you? Tell us. No, don't stop parading. Stop parading. What did he do? Is he blocking you to go to APC? Or is he blocking you to come out for presidency? Secondus, what did Wike do to you? Make them tell us the reason. Not that they will be distracting us. And if Ute Secondus wants to step down as a chairman, it's not your Wike. It's PDP as a whole. Because they joined her and give him that title. Are you getting me, Alexandra? So let them stop deceiving us. We don't want party. We want individual. We are going to support individual this time around, not party. That is number one. For doctors, and it sounds like, oh, no, you have to lay the or you have to lay
down. They tell you.
If I have a brother or a sister or a friend, I say doctor, if I not get, I'll go sell one plot of land for my papa land. Support and make it go to Saudi Arabia. If it is there, go balance me. Because you have taken them to court. What if they remain there and the court will shoot charge them to prison?
No, now. Court has even said they should go and resume work.
You know what to be the judgment.
But court has given ex parte judgment that they should stop the strike first.
They should stop the strike. Why not court say, government, pay these people money? They have worked for it. You are threatening them, no work, no pay. The one way they work, you pay them. Why are you threatening them? So let court is supposed to say, hey, government, these people, you are not getting it right. Pay these people. They are human beings. They are working. They have families. You are saying you are giving them automatic order to stop the strike and start working. They will keep working, no payment. And the Saudi Arabia that knows the value of the golden doctors we have here will come then. They will say they will not go. All of them will go. They will all go. That is my own. And for Defense Academy, it is bandit and it is like this. Let's assume it's Afghanistan come to terrorize Nigeria. What do we do?
Frank, thank you very much for calling. Ryan King on Facebook says, Sandra, the only way to reduce brain drain is for Nigerians to force the National Assembly to make a law stopping our elected officials and their family members from traveling abroad during their stay in office. They should be made to go to the schools and hospitals here in Nigeria. Ryan, imagine that you had power over eating Abacha every Saturday. And your children go, well, okay, fine, not children now. Your boss in the office now makes a law in the office and now says to you that when you get home, you should not eat Abacha. But the only power you have, actually, no, that's not a good enough example. But my point is, nobody is inside air condition and you tell them to come and stand inside hot sun in Lagos traffic and they will agree. You know, the hawkers on the streets, they want office jobs. If they get office jobs and you tell them, come back to the streets because we don't have hawkers selling gala and soft drinks for us anymore. Come back and come and sell it. They will not agree. They will stay in their office jobs. So I don't think that you can force the lawmakers to make laws compelling them to go to school, compelling them and their children to school here and get medical care here. I don't see that happening. I don't know what can happen. I don't know how we're going to get that on the table, but I don't know how we're, like, that's going to be a good plan. That could be great. But, like, we need to figure out a way to make it happen because I don't see them doing it of their own free will. So if you have the code, if you have the cheat code, let us know what it is because I don't see them doing it willingly. Your president campaigned on it, for God's sakes. I don't see them doing it willingly. So how are we going to get them to do it? Chris, always sounding like a broken record with this line. 2 years down the line, I said it that President Buhari cannot do it. Buhari is the luckiest president Nigeria has ever got, blah, blah, blah. Who is this person? You didn't leave your name, though. And I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. But that's a message I got on WhatsApp. Thank you very much for sending your message. We've got more messages here. Good afternoon, Sandra. It's really hurting to accept the fact that the NDA in Kaduna I grew up was attacked without believing the fact that there's treachery somewhere in this. Let's take a quick break. Lagos, when we come back, we'll take more.
More talk, news and sports after this.
Oga, this your keke napaw. Make my market no fall.
Madam, fast, fast, I beg. Nobody did my shop. Why this person is the mommy now?
Ah, wahala no dey finish.
Only bees, only bees, oh. Online market for your okay. Stuff.
One station for talk.
99.3, Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
As always, we started today with the big three, bringing you three of the biggest stories of the day. One of them was the raid on the Nigerian Defense Academy. The second was Saudi Arabia raiding Nigerian doctors or raiding Nigeria for doctors. And then we talked about PDP factions raiding each other. Now, we have this message from Onyeka, who says that it's hurting for him to accept the fact that the NDA in Kaduna, where he grew up, was attacked without him being able to believe that there's no treachery. He smells treason. He says, let him cuckoo sharap before I'll ask him for proof. About the doctors, in the Banyi Serena, Onye Nwe Oba, Oyo Poroko, Abatobi, Ewereya Pontu. Okay, I don't know. Without intonations, it's difficult for me to know what I'm reading. And then he goes on to say, let the Arabs take, oh, let me come and be going. Udo Dirigi. All right, lots of Igbo people on the show today. Ah, Lagos will vex, so, because I'm speaking plenty Igbo and I don't know how to speak Yoruba now. We've got Kolawole Ola, who says, as regards the attack on the NDA, I know the government has the power to fish out the culprits. Personally, I'm giving the government 4 days from yesterday to fish out the culprits. I hope they don't fail. But if they fail, let's brace up for a bigger attack in the nation. Perhaps the next attack will be... If they fail to fish them out, I tell you this is a test run for a bigger, unimaginable attack. Kolawole Ola, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, in as much as I love Mwike, I don't like the factions he's creating within the party. That's Prince Fandi from Bagada with that message there. Sandra, this is a shame. Oh, the government should pay the doctors their money now. Thumbs up to Saudi Arabia for knowing how to value talent. If the government does not treat the doctors the way they should, Saudi Arabia can take as much doctors as they want. want. Desmond from Okafor saying, we're not thinking this thing through. Ah, me, I want doctors available when I have health emergency. Because we all don't have money for abroad healthcare. These people are doing, hey, we can't be supporting this thing, no. Are you thinking this thing through? Hey. Okay, let's take a look at more messages on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Sandra. Our Nigerian political parties are Jegdujera. I don't know. I don't even know how to pronounce that, but thank you very much. Sandra, tell Chris to stop asking presenter questions each time he comes on the radio. Okay. Sam, okay. Sandra, your patience is too bogus, unlike mine. If not me, they talk like you. This Mr. Chris will never... Can you leave Chris alone? What is going on? What is this? Okay, let's see if we'll see another message here that is not about Chris. All my WhatsApp messages, Chris. What did Chris do? Okay, here's a final one and then I'll bring you business news. Ade from Surulere says the government should be ashamed of themselves. It's shocking and embarrassing that these bandits invaded the NDA. If their security network is so terribly porous, it shows how pathetic insecurity is in the country. They should stop fooling themselves. Sponsors, conspirators, and supporters of terrorism are also abound. Those bandits wouldn't have succeeded in this daring operation without the support of individuals. All right. Thank you very much, Ade from Surulere, for your message. Let's take a break. When we come back, business news, and then today's glass ceiling. Like I said, today's glass ceiling is about work-at-home spouses. Should they get financial dues? Are they getting their financial due? That's a question I have on my mind. I've had on my mind for a while now. So let's talk about that after the business news.